Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to another edition of the Five Star Zone. Evan, we're probably looking at about 100 days to college football. Means we'll probably be getting Howard back, but I got Evan right now. And Evan, you were with me from day one. I do want to talk about a couple things. One, the Vegas over-under came out. So let's just stick with the local teams here in Michigan. Michigan over-under 10.5 wins. This, to me, is just an easy over. I guess Vegas is hoping and thinking, well, maybe they could lose two games. I really don't see it.
I mean, the question relies on how good is Penn State's quarterback. That's what it is for me.
Yeah.
Because they go to Happy Valley. They have the five-star that was a freshman last year, played sparingly, but they got him in a lot like Michigan did with JJ when he was a freshman. They had a true freshman running back that was all world, so you got to expect him to improve a little bit. And this isn't just a hater. I would take the under. I don't see them beating Ohio State 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay, here's the thing. Now, you're not being a hater, Evan. I think you're just thinking the law of averages, but I've seen this before. I've seen this when it was Michigan saying, well, Ohio State's just not going to keep beating us every year. And they did.
Sure.
I saw this when, for Michigan, well, Michigan State's just not going to keep beating us. Actually, they did. And I think now the tables are turned. For Michigan, yeah. Ohio State is broken. They figured it out. They got the cheat code, you name it. That's not the same Ryan Day where he's now doing panicky things. He's not running their game plan. Ohio State every other week looks like world beaters. When they come in to play Michigan, they look scared. They look tight. Ryan Day has lost the mojo. They don't. Yeah, if right here, right now, if I had to put money on it, I got Michigan beating Ohio State. The toughest game for Michigan is November 11th when they got to go to Penn State.
Yeah, I mean, and you got to imagine that's also going to be a night game,
right?
I mean,
or I think so.
Big noon kickoff,
no,
depending if Fox has it.
God, I hate Fox for the big noon kickoff.
Like, it's cool to start watching early, but the big game should be at night.
If they do what they did last year, at least Notre Dame and NBC have a contract together.
Yeah,
Fox
basically
said, there is no other team. It's Michigan at noon every week, and we're going to put Gus and Joel. We're going to follow. They literally followed them on their weekly show to every place that Michigan played in.
Yes.
I think including Indiana football. Really?
But you also got
Indiana football.
Well, and that game's a prime example, too, where you can get scared in the Big Ten. Michigan didn't go in there and thump Indiana like they should. You know what I mean? And I just – 10 wins, I think, is the easy one, and that's why they put it at 10.5, right?
Honestly, Evan, that's if they lose, because here's the thing. I know the Big Ten does the whole, for some reason, that late in November, they don't want night games because it's going to be too cold. Like, honestly, I don't care.
Right, cold in football. Okay.
But if you started at 3:30, it doesn't matter because by the time the game ends, it's night anyway. So that's the beauty of that.
What about that other school here in state?
Hold on. I'll just say, Penn State's the only game that I can see them. Ohio State,
they
broke in Ohio State.
Didn't Ohio State?
And it's in Ann Arbor? Yeah.
Aren't the rumors, I don't know if this was factual, but Ryan Day was giving up play calling? So I wonder if that changes things for him, where he gets in his own way sometimes.
And you know what? Miguel Cabrera is in the best shape of his life. There are certain things that reporters just say every year because it sounds good.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, they don't. Ohio State still has to settle on their quarterback. There's just too many.
There's a lot of uncertainty.
I thought last year they were going to fix that. But I saw once Michigan went into Columbus and they had no answer and Blake Corum couldn't do anything and Donovan Warren just kept it going.
It's crazy because you're right. Donovan Edwards.
Donovan Edwards. Yeah. Donovan Edwards just kept that thing rolling and rolling. It was nothing. Ohio State. It's like, oh, you have all these first round wide receivers and you don't know what to do with them.
Well, and you also had the second overall pick in the NFL draft and CJ Stroud throwing on the ball.
And all it did was look like the game from a year before, just in a different location, minus the snow. The sun was out.
No, you're right. And if Ohio State doesn't have an answer to Michigan running the ball, which obviously that's what Michigan's going to do, right? I mean, when A.J. Henning decided to transfer out, he said, if you throw the ball, I'm going to come visit you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, people in Michigan, they realize it's run, then pass. Like,
it's run.
Run is the first option always.
It's run, quarterback scramble. Run, scramble, play action to the tight end, and run, scramble.
And scramble, you're right. Scramble, if Ohio reverse. State can't figure that out, and also maybe have somebody at the second level just in case they do break through the line.
Yeah, and Ohio State's defensive line is not from the days when the Boses were there,
Chase
Youngs. Their defensive line at Michigan just they went right through them like a hot knife through butter. So I clearly see the over for that one.